Hello, this is a Plymouth Labour audio boot. We've just finished campaigning out in Moorview and something very unusual has been happening on the doors. Tudor, what's been happening?
People have been talking about the budget. Not usually something that we pick up on the doorsteps, but of course this pasty tax has exercised just about everyone we've met today.
Alison, you're a local councillor here. What's been the reaction from people about it?
Well, I think it's a bit of a shock. You know, one minute it's smoking, now it's the tax on passing. I mean, it's very shocking, really. You know, it's very shocking that, you know, everything's being privatised already. So it's like, you know, they're attacking the passes, which is very, you know, shock, really.
Nikki, you're another Plymouth City councillor for Labour Party. This is an attack on the identity of the West Country, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's one of the things which is identifiable with Plymouth and the West Country, our pasties. People come here and eat our pasties. You see the pasty shops on our street corners. Now people are going to be taxed to go and eat a pasty. It's part of our culture.
If you oppose the pasty tax, Tudor, what do you recommend people should be doing at the elections on May the 3rd?
Well, personally, Labour now is going to be campaigning on getting rid of this pasty tax. We don't think that it should. There should be. It's a tax on our way of life. I mean, what they're going to do next? Tax clotted cream?
That's brilliant. You can find out more at facebook.com/PlymouthLabour.